Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone. This is Allison, and I want to thank you for being here with us on beautiful BBS Radio. And I hope you all are doing well this evening. And speaking of BBS, you know, make sure as long as you're here to check out all the fantastic programming. There's over 100 shows aired weekly on BBS, and it's on an incredible diversity of subjects. BBS is really home to some really wonderfully gifted people who host these shows. So, you know, as long as you're here, as long as you're listening to Visible by Numbers, this would be a really good time to check them out. And speaking of some wonderful things, we've had some great guests on Visible by Numbers lately. I mean, last week, if you tuned in, we had Chuck Bergman, who was a medium, and he did some really great readings on the show. And upcoming in the next few weeks, we have Robert Schwartz. He's the author of Courageous Souls. And also, one of my favorite people, Michelle White Dove, who was the winner of America's Psychic Challenge, and she's coming back on in April. So the guests keep coming on Visible by Numbers. And if you want to keep posted on my upcoming guests on the show, now is a really good time to mention my newsletter. Visible by Numbers has a newsletter. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put the word subscribe in the subject line. And once a month, I publish my main newsletter, which it's great because it's got your personal monthly forecast in it. If you're interested in numerology, if you like following what the energy of your month is, that's posted every single month in the monthly newsletter. I also give great information about numerology. I tell you about some really great websites, a lot of book information, and much, much more. And also, every week on Monday, you get some information about who's going to be the guest on Visible by Numbers. So it's a really nice newsletter, and it's free, so you can't beat that. Price is great. So again, email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, and I'd be happy to include you on our subscribers list. And if you're not sure how to get that email address, just go right there to the front page of BBS and click on Visible by Numbers on Monday nights, and it'll be printed right out there for you. Now, on tonight's show, you get little old me doing my numerology thing, so I'm going to be talking about your destiny, but I'm also going to be taking your calls, answering your questions, and doing readings. And I think it's going to be a pretty great show, but I want you to know that the lines are open for the duration of the show, and I'll be mentioning the numbers throughout the show, but I'll give them to you now. You're welcome to call in with your questions. If you want a reading, I'd love to hear from you. Here's the toll-free numbers. You can call USA 877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, you can call in at 888-815-9756. And you can also call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And if you're calling in, make sure you turn down your speakers or step into another room away from your computer so we can avoid getting the feedback and speak up. Okay. So there you go. Let's talk about your destiny. Now, doing numerology all these years has taught me a thing or two about destiny. You know, there is a divine plan and a purpose to our lives, and destiny is such an ominous word. And I really think that our perception of it is complex. It's maybe even overly complex. The word destiny implies something to do with a person or thing that is destined, or you can think of it in terms of predetermined course of events, which brings us to an inevitable end. To say it another way, we have experiences which are written into our lives to be the catalyst for our growth, And from that growth, we eventually arrive at our destiny. Now, destiny implies something foreordained and often suggests maybe it has to be a great or noble course or end. So in other words, we plan our destiny in advance, but we also envision that only when you have achieved greatness have you achieved your destiny. And tonight I kind of want to bring in another thought or another perception about destiny. You do not have to discover the cure for a disease or become another Mozart to achieve your destiny. I think what I have learned from numerology has taught me our definition of greatness, or what we perceive to be greatness, is not really the soul's definition. I think that our souls have a different take on destiny. What if our destination is as simple as experiencing true love? Or maybe discovering that you're compassionate and that you want to help others? Or maybe just becoming aware of your strengths and from that, perhaps eventually leading others. It doesn't have to be complicated, and I think the best way to achieve our destiny is to discover our true identity. Once you discover it, you can fully live by it, embrace it, love it, and most importantly, be it. Once you know who you are in communion with your soul. And once we are communicating with our soul, great things are possible. And I think that numerology plays a brilliant role because it reminds us of the soul and of our true identity. Now, I heard that we got a caller, so I'm going to take a stop right here and say, hi, caller, who's calling?
Hi, Allison, it's Nancy. How are you?
It's who?
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's nice to speak with you.
Wonderful. What can I do for you? Would you like a reading or something?
Yes, I would. I've come to a crossroads in my life, and this is a great time to have a reading. My birthday is 8-8-1960.
8-8-1960, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me a little second here, and we can get quite a bit of information and can be quite insightful just from the date of birth, so I can give you a little bit of information here.
Did you want anything else?
Well, you know, really to do a full numerology reading, we actually need the name on a person's birth certificate. So, you know, we're not so often asking for that over the air. I'd be happy to just give you a reading on the date of birth, but if you wanted to
give me... Okay, that'd be great.
All right, great. You understand the complication with that.
Oh, yeah.
So just to give you an example or to give you what information, and there's quite a bit here just from the date of birth. And using August 8th, 1960, we know that you're a 5 life path. So what that's saying for you is that your life is complicated in
yes.
the sense that you have to adapt. You live to adapt. You have to constant changing circumstances in your life. And so there's a lot of ups and downs. It's kind of a little bit of like being on a roller coaster in your life. And you have to be flexible and you have to adapt to change constantly when you have a 5 life path. So for you, you know, change of address, traveling, or change in jobs, or, you know, your life is much more interesting than the average person's life because you get the opportunity to make changes in your life because a lot of things happen to create those changes in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what this is saying about you as well is that you're very much a free spirit and that you have a desire to be free, that you don't like limitations in your life, that you enjoy learning things, keeping an open mind about things, exploration. You have a very curious energy about you, some really wonderful qualities with any person having a 5 for a life path. There's a gift with words, with the communication, with speaking words, but certainly writing words. This would be the life path of an author even, or someone that would do journalism or communication of some sort. Another thing that 5s are very good at is multitasking, and that doesn't really sound like a really great talent, but I got to tell you, I'm a person that can only do one thing at a time. And so I really appreciate that when I am around people with 5 energy because they can do multiple things at one time. It drives me a little crazy, but they do it really well. And you probably are very good at just about everything you try to do because 5s are really multi-talented. It's very hard to depict what the exact place where you would want to put a five when it comes to their occupation or what they want to do with their lives, because they're good at just about everything. And there's a big trick to that, because sometimes they can become the jack of all trades, master of none, meaning they get bored with something, so they move on and they move on, or they do something, yeah, I got that, I'm moving on, because you have a very mental energy and a very curious energy. Some of the beautiful things about the five energy as well is the fact that you do have such an open mind. You see the future almost. It's almost like you're in a hurry to see what's upcoming. You're not stuck in a rut. You're willing to make changes in your life, and that includes in your mind. So you're really good with seeing future trends and being open to change. So on some level, when you come in as a five life path, you're here to make changes. Sometimes it's just learning to do it within your own life, but sometimes you can apply that energy to what you do in life, meaning making changes where you work or making changes having to do with humanity, whatever that might be. Now, your birthday number is an 8, which says that you are a natural-born authority, that you do have a gift with leadership, that you do have a gift with money and knowing how to make money and understanding things having to do with finances. Whenever I see a 5 and an 8 together, I want to put you in the stock market. I just do, because, you know, 8s know how to make money and 5s can see future trends, and 5s like to take risk as well. So sometimes that combination, you know, in better times, let's say, mm-hmm. would make a very brilliant person in the stock market. But you know how to make some money. You know how to manage things. You know how to be efficient. You very good perception with people. You're very good at accomplishing things. Achievement is important to you. This gives you a certain amount of ambition and drive. It does make you a determined person. 8 has, you have a lot of physical energy in those two numbers. The 5 and the 8 both, there are a lot of physicality there. The 8, sometimes 8s can run circles around other people because they have so much energy. And the 5 is a physical energy as well. The one thing I want to mention about that 5 is sometimes you can overindulge with things with the 5 energy as well, sometimes overindulging with things having to do with the physical body. So one of the things that needs to be reminded with the 5 life path is the sense that you always got to be used moderation, because you can go overboard with things, and especially when it comes to the body. Now, you're an old soul, and I don't know if you know this or not, Nancy, but you're an old soul, and I'm going to tell you that your biggest challenge in life was believing in yourself and your own confidence, your self-worth. At some place, somewhere, somehow in your lifetime, I would have to say that this was undermined. Maybe you were dominated or suppressed in some way, your individuality suppressed, or even how you feel about yourself. So, you know, I would remind you that confidence is a choice, and to choose confidence, and self-worth is something that you choose. And don't listen to other people and try to let go of anything negative that was said and or done to you. And start loving yourself and caring about yourself and working on that self-love. Now, when I look at your pinnacles, how old are you right now, dear?
I'm 47.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
And so far, you've been so accurate and so on target. It's amazing.
Okay, wonderful. What I can see here, dear, is before the age of 31, probably in your childhood, I don't know if you felt lonely or if you felt disconnected or maybe different than other people.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely could have been quite a lonely childhood. You were probably a bright student, I would think. I can see from 32 to 40, maybe we worked on building that family or having children or something along those lines. Now, you're in a time right now which is a 4 pinnacle, and the only thing I could tell you is you're almost out of it, okay? You're almost out of it. You've got a couple more years. At 50, you begin a different energy comes in for you.
Oh.
So what I want to tell you right now at this time, you're working with this 4 energy. So it may seem like, oh, my God, it's pay attention to details. It's hard work. It's limitations. It is having to focus. It is having to discipline myself. And I never seem to get ahead. Everybody's getting ahead faster and quicker than me, and it just seems like I'm plodding away. And even with money, it might seem as though you just make $1,000, you got to end up paying out $1,000, but it just feels like you're treading water, and it's really this particular pinnacle is trying to teach you a lot about discipline. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yes, definitely.
Right, and so you can feel this. It's like this is a time where it's only effort versus reward for you. You've got to put in the effort in order to get a reward. And so this is really all about bringing in this moderation to you, this temperance to you, this discipline to you. And it may have something to do with that five life path. If I could see your full name, I'd be able to really hone in on exactly why that four is there and what it's doing for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're definitely talking a little bit of a frustrating time for you. But you get out of it at age 50. You'll be able to feel that start happening right around age 49. You're going to be letting go of things in your life, and you're going to be ready to move on. And I have to say that this is a very pleasant last pinnacle. I can really see you surrounded by loved ones, or all the love that you have given out in your life may be returned to you. If you're not married, I absolutely can see you remarrying in that pinnacle and being very tightly connected to a family. I can see a lot of your energy going towards relationships and love and care of family. But also you may want to use this pinnacle for musical things. Like if you're a musical artist, this would be a wonderful pinnacle that would absolutely support that, anything artistic. And certainly anything having to do with teaching and healing absolutely would come in under that pinnacle as well. Now, my little last final piece of advice for you is you're in an 8 year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this year is really going to bring in a lot of things having to do with finances for you. You may have dollars and cents on the brain this year, and you may be concerned about your finances, and you may find that you're dwelling on that. You may feel quite ambitious as well. If you have a career, you might be feeling very, you know, ambitious about it. This should be a year that's going to bring to you recognition. It's going to bring to you reward. It's going to help you to advance. In a four pinnacle, things go slow, but this year is going to speed it up for you. And so you may actually get acknowledgement this year for something maybe you did last year or the year before, but this is a payoff year for you. So money should certainly flow to you during this time in 2008. I would think that there's some lucky breaks having to do with money coming in. I would also say that the reward for an 8 year is always contingent upon any efforts that you've put in the past 7 years. So, you know, let's just put it this way. If you were a slacker for the last 7 years, you're not going to get as much of a reward this year. But if you really put the nose to the grindstone and you really put in a serious effort over the past 7 years, this should be a fairly good year for you having to do with finances. Okay?
Thank you.
So is that helpful for you?
Oh, it was amazing.
Okay, good.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Alison.
You're welcome, Nancy. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, bye now.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so anyhow, people, what I was saying when Nancy called was that numerology plays a brilliant role because it reminds us of the soul's true identity. And I think Nancy called in at a really great time because, you know, being able to do that reading for her and y'all hearing it, and you can see that she resonated to that information and it made an incredible amount of sense to her. And, you know, y'all might be sitting there and thinking, well, you know, she already knew this stuff. And, you know, oftentimes this is true, but do we actually acknowledge what we know about ourselves? Do we actually spend time with ourselves thinking about these sort of things and coming to conclusions about them? And so this is one thing that numerology really does a great job at, is validating to you what you're thinking inside and who you are inside, and really kind of solidifying it to help you to maybe make better use out of what your talents and abilities are. Okay. I'm hearing another caller. Who's calling, please?
This is Sue Adams.
It's Sue?
And I'm wondering, Alison, if you've got time to do a reading for me.
Is it Sue Adams?
Yes, it is.
Hi, dear.
How are you?
Good. How are you? How are you feeling?
Getting better. Slowly but surely, I still don't have results on tests.
Okay. Why don't you give me your date of birth, and I'll do my mojo on you.
Okay, 3/29/41.
What was the year again?
41.
Thank you. All right. Okay. So, with you, when I look at the life path number, I see someone who really has had to play the role of a very supportive person in their life. Someone who is not necessarily takes the lead, but somebody who works in the background, who is in support of everyone in their life. Someone who gives
nurturing, who cares, who loves very deeply, someone who, you know, can give good advice, be a good friend. But I would think that many, many times in your life you've been put in the position of actually being the mediator to resolving arguments, perhaps, or resolving differences between people. And you come in as this very gentle, diplomatic, very wise person that helps to mediate arguments or problems in people's lives. And this is really a talent for you and a really good ability for you. You have a natural, there's so much psychic energy in the first two numbers of your chart, which is saying that you feel, you know somebody's energy. Just from meeting them or talking with them, you just know what they're thinking, you know what they're feeling, you can connect to that energy. This is a psychic gift, per se. And so you maybe don't realize that you're doing it, but you've always done it. Other people maybe do not have this as much a strong ability as you do, but you definitely have got a strong ability doing that. And because you can read other people's energy, this is why you're such a good mediator, because you know what another person needs to hear. You know what to say to them in order to resolve the problem. And so this is why you're so good at what you do. Now, you also have a connection to the spiritual realm. And when I'm talking about this connection to the spiritual realm, what I'm saying is like, if you can imagine, if you will, a direct line going from you to heaven. And that direct line is like a direct phone link up, and you get information from above on a regular basis. You are one of those people that come as a messenger. You come kind of finely tuned with a higher vibration. You're able to receive information from above. Your vibration connects to above. So you have had a great deal of guidance throughout your life, whether it comes in the form of thoughts in your head, or maybe you get dreams, or maybe a vision, or these very strong feelings. I would think that is very something that you have experienced in your life. And I've got to tell you that this is very strong empath energy, and empath is a type of a psychic energy where you feel a great deal of things, and it's very psychic, as I said before. Now, I want to say that you probably have never realized how beautiful you are. You probably did not realize how charming you were or delightful. You didn't see yourself the way that other people saw you. But I'm fairly certain that you drew people around you because you uplifted them. You made them feel better. You really have a gift with words. You have a gift of being other people's cheerleader. You have a delightful personality that draws people to you. Even your looks would draw people to you. People didn't know why, but they just liked you. And you had this was one of your major challenges in life, was not really seeing yourself the way you were and inhibiting yourself, kind of like being afraid to express yourself. You know, this could have to do a lot with your psychic ability, that you're trying to please everybody all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're making them happy because you need peace and harmony in your life, and you're trying to resolve all these differences, and you're not really letting yourself shine through or be who you are. So maybe you've had some problems expressing who you are in conjunction with everybody else in your life. Now, what I would say for you for right now at this time in your life, you're in this energy that it's a nine pinnacle, which is really kind of requiring, it's a state of grace as far as I'm concerned, being in a nine pinnacle, in the sense that this is a very highly spiritual vibration. It's going to show you, either you're going to inspire compassion and love from other people, but you also are here to give compassion and love, unconditional love. This is a time of doing service and of doing things for other people, and it's a time where you connect to humanity on a much bigger level. Anything that you do, artistic, anything that you do where you give of yourself in this pinnacle is going to bring you many, many blessings. And I think that there could be a lot of spiritual growth for you during this time as well. The year that you're in right now is a 6 year, and so this is trying to draw family all around you. And usually in a 6 year, when we hit that, we can either have a lot of duty and responsibility that we have to do to family, meaning we have to take care of somebody, or we have to do this or that, but it also can just draw their love around you so that you can be the focal point of that love, and there could be a lot of love from family given to you during this time as well. Usually the 6 years considered to be very protected. And so you know that it's a blessed year. It's really, you know, don't worry about things. You're being taken care of. There's a God blessing upon this year, and it should be a good year for you. Sometimes people, even financial blessings come in a sixth year, and that's where you are right now. Does that make sense to you, Sue?
Uh-huh.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
I really can see some major changes coming in for you. I'm thinking in April there's something new coming in for you, okay?
Okay.
And I also can see some changes also coming in August. So those would be 2 months that I would want you to pay attention to, okay?
Changes in April and August?
A new opportunity or something new
okay.
comes in April. And in August, I think that a big change comes in for you. So I expect the unexpected in August, okay?
Okay.
All right, Sue. I hope that was helpful.
Hey, thanks, honey. I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Well, there you go. All right, so on the subject of destiny, I wanted to read this to y'all. Now, I found this on the Internet, and I really don't know who the author is because they didn't give credit to the author, but it's such a beautiful analogy about numerology, and I would like to read it. Hi, caller.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, who is this?
I've just listened to your radio show. You don't know me personally.
Okay, great.
But it's a pleasure to get through.
Well, good. I'm glad you got through.
Oh, me too.
What's your name?
Carrie.
Carrie?
Yes.
Okay. And Carrie, did you want me to do a reading, or do you have a question, or what can I do for you?
A reading, please. Do you do questions on particular situations that might come up in one's life?
Sure. Look, give me your date of birth first, and then I'll explain that a little bit for you. Give me
okay,
your date of birth.
It's 9/20/52.
Okay, so we've got 9/20/1952. Okay, here's the deal, Carrie. I'm looking at the information that's found in your date of birth, which does give me a great deal of insight, and so you can give me a question about something that's going on in your life, and I'm pretty sure I can give you some answers based upon this information, okay?
Okay.
So, what's your question?
Well, I've been working on this project for over a year now, and I just got off the phone with the person that's a decision maker, and I'm wondering if he's asking me to submit some more work on my end, and I'm hoping he doesn't divide the project up and, you know, start having other people get involved with the project. But I don't even know if on my end he's going to work with me
mm-hmm.
and allow me to continue working on this.
Mm. So you had an idea for
yeah.
a project, and you're not entirely sure if
they're taking the ball and going to run with
and
it.
And taking the
may,
ball and going to
yeah,
run with
may
it.
Yeah, cut me out completely.
Can I ask you, when did you give them the information on the project? Was that last year?
It's been over a course of a year.
Okay, so you gave them the information last
and
year.
And I've been in touch with them over the year and submitting proposals and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Well, in a cautionary thing, if 2007 was a time in which, and this was an idea that you had, and but you were not necessarily affiliated with this company?
No. I'm more of an outside contractor.
Okay. All right. Let me all right. Based upon straight up numerology, in a 2 year, which is what you were in last year, generally speaking, we have a new idea that we're working on, something that we brought in the year prior. So probably in 2006, maybe you got the whole idea for everything and started something new in your life or brought in this whole new thing in the first place. And in a 2 year, which would have been your 2007, that would have been a time that you would work on that idea. You would fine-tune your plans, maybe work on the details of it. And usually in a 2-year, we don't want to tip off our hat to someone else. Because quite often in a 2-year, somebody can steal our thunder, if you understand what I'm saying there.
Yeah.
And so normally you would want to play your cards a little close to your chest in a 2-year and not hand over your ideas to other people. Because they can very well take credit for something that you've done. That's one of the downfalls of the 2 energy. Okay? It's one of the downfalls of it. So my concern is that you shared this information in 2007, and so I do feel that you're a very intuitive person, and I do feel that you sense things far more than you realize, and so if you're feeling a little bit of a naggy feeling with this, I would pay attention to my intuition, because you're quite an intuitive individual. Now, the good news is, I really see you in being in a pinnacle at this time that wants to bring you a great deal of abundance. And we're talking money and material things. We're also talking recognition, achievement, advancement, and all the things that come with it, a great deal of success. So you have that working in your favor right now. And you're actually going to be in this pinnacle until the day you decide to retire or leave this earth. It's really going to want to continue to bring abundance to you. The important thing about being in this pinnacle is you have to set goals. You literally have to dangle a carrot in front of you. You have to, like, I need to accomplish this. So achievement is very important in setting those goals and working towards the goals. And sometimes in 8 pinnacles, there can be obstacles to overcome. Because what the 8 energy is trying to get you to do is to use your determination, your tenacity, not giving up, surviving anything, just working. No matter what happens, you just brush yourself off, you get up again, and you come out, you know, fighting and ready to achieve more. But it's a really great pinnacle for career. Now, what I would want to tell you this year is you're in the energy of the 3, which will take the idea that you came up with last year, and it's going to give it roots, and you're actually going to see it starting to grow. And so ideally, if all things are good with this deal, you're actually going to see where you can see this thing starting to happen for sure, okay? And you actually can see it being manifested in front of you. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would pay attention to my intuition on this, and I would just also, you know, pay attention to contracts, details, or anything having to do with this, you know. Don't want anything, especially with contracts, every detail, go over it with a fine-tooth comb if you have any contracts involved with this business deal, okay? I really see you being your own in charge of your own business, being your own boss. I do see in your birthday number that you do have a great ability to work well with others. And you do have an ability to be very, very intuitive, very, very psychic even, and very good at negotiations. So I would try to use your negotiating abilities to in a very diplomatic way, find out what's going on with this deal. I'm also going to tell you that you got to work on that confidence thing, dear, self-worth, believing in yourself, knowing that you can do it and what your own strengths are. You know, sometimes don't give away your power. And I would tell you that you're working on that in the latter years of your life. So don't give away your power to other people. Now, as far as your months, let's just take a quick look here. All in all, a 3-month should be a very good one where you're supported by your friends. It should be a social sort of a month. It should be a time when you could sell anything, sell the Brooklyn Bridge. It should be a time of great creativity for you. I'm seeing a new opportunity come. I mean, in February wants to bring you a lot of changes. You had a lot of changes coming in February. This month is protected for you, so I'm feeling as though that you might have some good financial news this month. I would say that you're going to start something off with a new opportunity in July, so I would definitely look to July for a new opportunity. Okay?
Okay.
All right, is that helpful to you at all?
It does help me.
Do
you see my relationship with my boyfriend taking off anywhere as far as commitment?
Do I see your relationship with your boyfriend? Well, Really, I think that you're in a 3-year, which should be pleasant enough for social situations. I think if you're going to get a commitment with your relationship, I would really look for it in March, this month. I would look for a deeper commitment from him, signs of it. I would almost really want to look at his energy in order to see where he's at for you. If you want, do you want to go ahead and give me his date of birth, and I could just look real quick on his?
Yes, his is 7/10, and the year, I think the year is 33.
Did you say 1933?
Yeah, he's 71. He's older, but younger in spirit.
All right, so you think it's 7/10/1971?
Well, he's 71 years old, so I think his birth year is 1933.
Okay. All right, let me look. Well, this year, I think he's more apt, and it's not to say that he's wanting to end the relationship, okay? So don't go by that, okay?
Okay.
But I think this year he's more apt to want to end things in his life or change things in his life. It's not really a good year to get married, and I wouldn't really want to see him making any permanent moves in that direction in this year. I would rather see him do that next year. So if you and he are planning on, you know, making that kind of a commitment, try to put it after January of next year and not, well, no, he's in a 9-year, yeah, after January. That would be my best advice, because in a 9-year, it usually doesn't work out if we start something new. And if he's going to start a marriage, I would rather see him do it next year. And I don't know as if he's actually going to feel the desire to do anything that's committed right now. Do you understand?
Right.
Okay? That would be my best advice regarding that, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Thank you so much on the business side of things. That puts my mind more at ease, Allison. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Now.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, super. All right, now, if somebody calls in, that's great. I'm going to put you on hold. But in the meantime, I really would like to share this with everybody. And like I said, I found this on the Internet, and I just thought it was an incredible analogy, and it bears repeating. So bear with me as I read this, everybody. The name of this is called Every Pilot Flies a Flight Plan. And it says, it goes like this, think of life as an air journey and your soul as the pilot. It is a long and arduous trip to a place where the natives aren't always friendly, and supply depots are far and few in between, so you plan carefully. You choose your landing field first and the general conditions at touchdown. You know points along the way where rough weather is likely, and you jot down a reminder of the skills you possess to deal with them. You list the special maneuvers you'll do, each one moving you one step closer to the promotion of ace, the ultimate rank. Like every pilot, you file your flight plan before taking off. Now, earlier flights along this corridor have taught you that amnesia is a common hazard. Soon after departure, you'll probably forget your true identity and the purpose of your mission. You decide to take a copy of your flight plan with you to refresh your memory and help you find your way. But where do you put it so that you can find it when your memory fogs? There are no pockets in your jumpsuit. You decide to tuck it safely inside the only thing you're allowed to take with you, your identity. Half of it fits inside your name and the other half slides behind your date of birth. It is a safe place where you won't lose it. Sure enough, the amnesia strikes and you forget just about everything you learned in all your earlier journeys. It's only recently that you discovered a copy of your flight plan right where you put it for safekeeping. The problem is you can't remember how to read it. Think of numerology as the code book, like Enigma and the Rosetta Stone. The encryption it reveals is surprisingly simple, yet filled with complex and even profound information. As you decode your plan, your memory will be stirred, and your course will become clear, and then your soul will soar. And so, I don't know about you guys, but that really, I thought that was really an amazing analogy for numerology, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did discovering it. And I know that I've got a caller online. Who's calling, please?
Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Allison?
Pretty good. What can I do for you?
How about a reading?
How about a reading? Okay. Can you give me your date of birth, please, dear?
12/23/70.
Say it again, honey.
12/23/70.
Got it. 1970. Okay. Alrighty, Natalie. So, are we wanting to just know what's going on around you at this time, or do you want me to kind of go over the right now,
yeah.
right? Because you know your life path and all that, right?
Right, yeah. Just
okay.
like right
I'm not
going
to really go into it there. I'm going to just concentrate on right now. Okay. Okay, so we're coming, we're probably still dealing with the financial on the brain sort of stuff and, you know, making that a priority in our thinking. But you're moving into this nine energy. And I really feel that a 9 year for all of us can be, it can be difficult because this is a time that's asking you to take a long, hard look at your life and to let go of the past, let go of things that aren't making you happy. We all gather all this junk throughout life and we put, you know, and then all of a sudden we realize, what was I thinking? I don't need that. It doesn't make me happy. Sometimes this can apply to relationships. Sometimes it can apply to jobs. Sometimes it's the actual house that we live in. But we look at our life and there's times in, when the energy comes in that it is wanting us to take the time to think about making changes in our life. Now, this is not the time to make the changes, but it's certainly a time to examine what needs to be changed, and that can be painful. Sometimes the universe and God in his infinite wisdom actually makes things worse for us just so that we're willing to let go of it, if you can understand that. So you can actually have a friendship, a relationship, and maybe that person got on your nerves a little bit here and a little bit there. And in a 9 year, that person can actually get worse. That situation can get worse. That friendship can go downhill, and you're actually going to come to a point where you're going to be willing, ready, willing, and able to break off that friendship because it's not doing you any good. It's actually hurting you or harming you in some way. So when you think in terms of that, and in really perspective is everything in a 9 year. So try to have the perspective is when things start going miserably wrong or when things are not exactly how you would like them, look to see what it's trying to teach you and if this is indeed something that you need to let go of in your life. Okay? Now,
okay.
I see, and you also got to understand you're probably a little bit on more on the emotional side, and certainly even the spiritual stuff. I mean, in a 9 year, it's really a wonderful time for knowledge and learning. So I think the spiritual stuff is going to be very strong. Your insight, your intuition, all that guidance. I think that's really strong. I also, let me just check one thing here. I want to just check. So you're turning, what, 48?
Say that again?
How old are you turning in December?
38.
38, okay. All right. Well, the good news is you're coming out of that four pentacles. So that's really something you need to celebrate, okay? This 9 year is in conjunction of coming out of that pentacle. And I think it's been tedious. I think it's been a lot of hard work. I think it's been frustrating. I think on a financial level, it's not been to the levels you want them to be. You're moving out of it, and this is your year of, like, doing the laundry and letting go of stuff you don't need. And I think you're going to feel it very strongly coming out of this pentacle. And as I said, the process of the final year in a pentacle and the final year, the 9 year, the process of that sometimes can be emotional. But you're going into better times. I think a time of greater creativity, greater freedom, a lot more working with your creative abilities, maybe manifesting your dreams, things happening a lot quicker for you. So you got some good times ahead. It's just getting through this year. I do see May, you know, expect some significant unexpected changes that you may want to make in May. I think that you're going to have some unexpected things happening in May. Do you have anything in particular that you've got on tap for this year?
No, I'm just really trying to work on, you know, what we talked about on the spiritual side. I've been really going at that hard.
Right.
So hopefully.
I think
and I've been you know, I have an interview tomorrow, and, you know, I've gotten some job opportunities. And now that I've got a job that I'm overqualified, underpaid for, I'm all of a sudden getting all these calls for interviews left and right. So
mm-hmm.
I don't... They're all coming at me at once, so hopefully I'm getting better job opportunities coming now.
Right. I think you're going to be immensely happier once you get out of this pinnacle. I really do. And once you get out of this year. So just kind of look at this as being a cleansing, so to speak, and shaking off the past and getting ready for some fresh new energy to come in and manifesting some dreams, some serious dreams. And the spiritual stuff, the clairvoyance, the dreams,
yeah.
The visions, those are going to be very strong coming in for you as well. I absolutely see you going in a very spiritual direction, 110%.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's coming big time.
I do too.
But,
hold on to your hat.
Yeah, so you think I just have one more rough year, huh?
Yeah, I don't think it's rough. Perspective is everything, dear. You know, we can sit there and we can, like, blah, 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 and be upset about something, but if you just change your mind and you look at it from a different angle and say, what is this teaching me? So if some job is not working out for you and you're miserable in it, then it's teaching you that this is not in alignment with your greatest and highest good, that this is making you miserable, and you need to let go of it. So this is a 9-year, and that's a great time to let go of something. So, hello,
right.
Bye-bye job.
Right.
In relationships, bye-bye Mr. Wrong.
Yeah.
In apartments,
that's a big
bye-bye
one.
Terrible apartment. It's time to let go of the stuff in your life that isn't, you know, because you're getting
right.
ready to start a whole new 9-year cycle. And it's an exciting time for you coming up. So just
does that start, Alice, on your birthday or the year? Like
the actual pinnacle and cycle, okay, that'll begin at the age of 39. So you're going to be working through, but you'll begin to feel the new pinnacle coming in. You'll begin to feel the energy of it coming in. You're at the time of letting go of the old energy and welcoming in the new energy. So, you know, it's all in conjunction with each other. As we leave a pinnacle, we begin to feel that pull. We don't know why, but we know something's coming. We
mm-hmm.
feel like we need to make a shift. We need to make a change, and we sense it, and our mind goes to that. So birthday energy, year energy, yeah, on your birthday, really, is what you want to look at, okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. And like
Thanks,
I said,
God.
I think just look at this and celebrate it. It's like, woohoo! I'm doing some house cleaning. I'm getting rid of the junk in my life, and try to look at it very positively. And when things
right.
go amok, just look at it from a different angle, and I think it's easier to handle it then because it's
right.
actually doing you good. So, you know, try to look at it that way, okay?
Okay.
All
Thank
right. Good
you.
Luck, and keep me posted.
I will. Thanks, Allison.
You're welcome.
All righty.
Bye-bye, bye. Natalie. All righty then. Okay, so we've been talking about destinies and stuff, and we've been talking about how numerology really can be incredibly insightful to help you to figure out what your energy is. You know, as I said, we don't often, we know it, but we don't name it, or we don't spend enough time thinking about it, or we don't dwell on it. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how people spend a great deal of time on makeup and hair and possessions, and they don't spend enough time on working on their inner self. And if you ask me, that should be just as important as anything else in your life. And we should actually honor that by taking 15, 20 minutes a day and just sitting with ourselves and saying, hey, what's up with you? You know, spend time with yourself and get to know yourself better. And if you don't have time for that, then just call me for a numerology reading, and I'll tell you all about you. Hi, who's calling?
Oh, hi, this is Rosemary, and birthday is July 19th, 1945.
All right, Rosemary, just give me a second.
Thank you.
You said 1945?
Mm-hmm.
And you said July 19th?
Yes.
Okay. Good, my ears are still working. Good.
Oh, it's in nine of clubs, I know that.
Okay, July 19th, 1945, and
mm-hmm.
Take a look. Alrighty. Okay. Wow. Okay. You're a nine life path, you know, so, you know, you have to understand what an old soul you are, and certainly your challenges are telling me that you're an old soul. And so you come in doing some sort of a completion in the evolution of your soul. You're getting ready to move on to bigger and better pastures when you move on to spirit, when you move back to heaven. You're maybe going on to maybe be a spirit guide or something more. You're completing something in this lifetime.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's really what the nine life path means. You really do possess an abundance of abilities and talents. Anyone that has a nine is very charismatic. There's just so many wonderful qualities in a nine person. But you're also, excuse me, hold on a minute. You're also learning about unconditional love in this lifetime. So, hold on a second.
Oh, bless you.
I apologize. I got so excited. I swallowed wrong.
Feathers. Horse feathers.
Yeah. So there's a lot of lessons about unconditional love and forgiveness and letting go in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have actually had experiences where, you know, it's a little bit like a country western song. You know, people move in and out of your life. Relationships fall to pieces. There's been a lot of disappointments with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is teaching you to love unconditionally, to not expect anything in return, but to just be joyful, to just be compassionate, just be giving.
Mm-hmm.
Often in a nine-life path, too, and I have to bring up your childhood in the sense that there actually can be lessons in the childhood that would have made the childhood perhaps sad. You know, maybe where you might even have been met a nemesis or somebody that might have been mean to you, or maybe you were a victim of something which kind of taught you what it was like to have the shoe on that foot, to be a victim, to be in need of love, to be in need of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And because of those experiences in childhood, this is where you learned really, really quickly about compassion, about empathy, and about caring for others. Now, I would say that there's your focal or a lot of your energy is about serving humanity, doing something on a humanitarian level, something to help the world. You are a citizen of the world, if you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of international travel can come in, or relations with other countries besides the United States, because the nine is always international. You have the ability to affect people on a large worldwide scale, and on some level you want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
This is the number of a spiritual teacher as well. A lot of psychics and mediums and people that have a great deal of psychic ability come in with this nine energy. I got to tell you, there is also a little bit of karma in the birthday number in the sense that you struggling with your own self-worth. Maybe early on in life you could have been a little bit dominated over, had been suppressed or didn't understand your self-worth,
mm-hmm.
or were working on issues with your own internal self-power.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows in your birthday number. And I hate to say this, I really do apologize, but I only have 1 minute left of my show, and I really can't get into this. Would you be so kind as to email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, and I'll be more than happy to finish up your reading with a personal phone call. Would that be okay?
That would be so kind of you. Thank
you. I would be happy to, because I hate to leave you hanging, but I got to close the show. So if you will just email me, tell me, you know, just remind me, tell me that I was in the middle of your reading. Give me your phone number. I'll call you up tomorrow, and I'll finish this up with you, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, everybody. Wow, time does fly when you're having fun, and it's time for me to go. So I thank each and every person that called into the show. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for those of you that are listening to the show. I'll be back again next week. And as always, I wish you love, peace, and abundance. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.
Se levanta con el sueño en los ojos. Y el fresco olor de la mañana que aún no nació. Hay una barca en el puerto que le espera. Que como siempre en sus sueños él la besó. Él la saluda desde su ventana. Ella lo entiende como nadie más. Fueron muchas las horas que pasaron juntos. Y muchos los apuros en alta mar. Y cuentan que no sabe.